You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Philadelphia Phillies with MLB.com's Phillies beat reporter, Todd Zielecki. Todd, you continue to have one of the most interesting seasons anybody's covered in an awfully long time. A lot of interesting stuff to me to unpack in the hiring of Andy McPhail. And I'm not entirely sure where to start, but I think one of the things that drew a lot of attention from a lot of people was the talk of analytics. I don't think anybody thinks the Phillies are going to turn into an organization like the Rays or even the Pirates, who are really aggressively starting to use analytical stuff, even in the day-to-day running of the club, even in in-game managing. But I also think it's pretty clear that they are near, if not at the bottom, of all major league clubs as far as mixing some sort of statistical data with the scouting. So I'm wondering, I guess as much as anything, I'm wondering if you, just based on what we know right now, can sort of enlighten people as to how exactly they plan to go from a team that uses almost none of that to a team that at least incorporates some combination, to use the expression that Dane Perry used. The question is not stats or scouting. That's like asking beer or tacos. The answer is both, you fool.
They're going to definitely get into it a lot more, I think. And we saw the other day at the press conference where they introduced Andy McPhail, Phillies owner John Middleton. He mentioned it several times, and how he's saying how the Phillies have been behind and not really been slow to transition into this. They're creating their own proprietary computer system, which they're going to call Phil, which is going to help them get more involved into analytics and just using these numbers. And quite frankly, it's long overdue, I think. Now they will say that, and then they've said that, it's not like we haven't used this at all, but they have really taken us, they've really made the point that they're a scouting organization first, and they trust their eyes more than anything else. But, I think John Milton's point and Andy McPhail's point is, it doesn't hurt to look at it. And, if all this information is out there, and some of it's great and some of it's kind of like, how much do we want to trust it or whatever. But if the information is out there, we should at least be spending time looking into it and helping us make better baseball decisions. And you can look back at some of the decisions they've made over the last few years, where at the time you were kind of scratching your head going, why did they go after this particular person? And the answer was, well, our scouts love them. But the numbers really didn't back that up. And then, the guy and the players ended up struggling. So I think it's a good step for the Phillies to really get involved in this. And Andy McPhail certainly seems on board and willing to take another step forward.
Yeah, I thought one of the really interesting comments and all there, and I think it was Gillick, actually, though it may have been McPhail who said it, was if nothing else, you need to know what your opponents are doing. That even if you don't want to do it, you need to have an understanding of what the other guy is doing and how they're trying to beat you. But one of the things this raises for me is, okay, so ownership's on board. Gillick's on board, and this is his second go-round. He's been with them for a while. If everybody knows this, and Ruben Amaro reports to these guys, why is this only happening now? Why did somebody not say sooner, hey, look, we're behind here. This needs to change.
Yeah, that's a great point. Now, they hired Scott Friedman from the commissioner's office, I think it was two springs ago, to kind of jumpstart their analytics program. They've got a couple analytics interns working for the Phillies right now. So, they do have people working in this department, but in terms of really giving those guys some teeth in terms of, influencing baseball decisions, I'm not sure that it's there yet. So, that's a great point. Why isn't it started earlier? Ruben said the other day, kind of in the one-on-ones, his point is, listen, we've been doing this stuff, but to be perfectly honest, we had a lot of success for a lot of years doing it the other way, which was really relying on our scouts. And so we just continued to have faith in our scouts, which I guess you can kind of understand, but, in my opinion, and certainly John Milton and Andy McPhail's opinion and others, if the information is out there, you got to know what they're doing. And you're right. If other teams are looking at players and valuing players a certain way because of numbers, you kind of want to know how they value those players. So when it comes to trade time or whatever, free agency, whatever, you know exactly what the other team is thinking.
I thought in one of the points that you made, Paul Hagan made, a lot of people made, that was really central to this presentation was the increased public presence of ownership going forward, that it was made not just, you know, people who were there sort of said, oh, hey, not used to seeing this guy on the stage, and then they explicitly said, look, we're going to be part of this. I kind of want to read between the lines a little bit because I don't know that I heard anybody explicitly say this, but here's kind of my deduction from that is, okay, if up until now the team president, David Montgomery, more recently Pat Gillick, has been left to do all of these things and ownership has sat back, and now ownership is going to be more public and more involved in business and that kind of thing, what that says to me is that the president's job is going to be much more a baseball-exclusive job than it was before. Is that an accurate read in your mind?
Yeah, I think so. You know, John Middleton said, I believe it was in his opening remarks, that, you know, Andy McPhail is going to be president of the entire organization, but we want him to focus primarily on baseball responsibilities. And, you know, John Middleton was very forceful and very, quite frankly, I thought he was pretty impressive talking to people. I mean, because, Matthew, this is a guy who people, like, it's been a mystery. The ownership group has really been a mystery. And a lot of people have been just dying to hear John Middleton's voice, quite frankly. And he's turned down multiple interview requests over the years. He did not want to speak to anybody. He wanted to remain in the background. So his first comments to come forward and to say, listen, this is the most important thing in my life right now, Phillies baseball. He turned and looked at Andy McPhail in the eye and said, Andy, anything you need, you've got it. We want to win. I'm not going to give you a budget, a set budget before every year, say, hey, you have to work with this. You know, if you think you need something, you know, we want to make it happen. Now, I don't think this means they're going to go off and, you know, have a $400 million payroll in a few years or anything like that. But he was very forceful and commanding in terms of his willingness to kind of lead this organization and show the fan base that, hey, you know what, we're not just a silent part ownership group. You know, we're out here and we're fired up and we want to win, and I'm going to help these guys any way they can to get back to winning baseball.
To what extent do you think this is, in some ways, almost a reflection of wounded pride? And the reason I say that is, you know, the Phillies have taken a lot of hits for how things have gone on the field, and you know, among stat geeks, and I say that not disparagingly, I am one, have taken a lot of heat for some of their decisions. But I think it's pretty clear, and you probably know this better than anybody being around them, this is an organization that, in all facets, not just baseball, prides itself on being a quality organization. This is sure, winning is a big deal, but this is an organization that really values having a way of doing business, doing things the right way. It means something to be the Phillies, and so I do wonder to what extent this is a reflection of them sort of being tired of being a punchline to too many people too often, just as a result of the struggles on the field sort of maybe coloring people's perception of what is a really proud organization and in a lot of ways for good reason.
Yeah, I think so, and that's one of the reasons I think that John Milton wanted to step forward and introduce Andy McPhail, and he opened like with a 5 minutes worth of remarks. You know, I think he wanted to let everybody know that, hey, everything is under control. It, you know, we're not playing well right now. It doesn't look great right now, but believe me, somebody's at the helm here. We have a very clear vision. We're very committed. So, you know, if you had any concerns that, you know, we're kind of rudderless at the moment, I'm here to let you know that you can relax. We're going to do everything we can to get the ball rolling. And I think, you know, having Andy McPhail as the next team president signified that a little bit. This guy is very highly respected in baseball circles. We know what he did with the Twins, Cubs, and Orioles. He was rumored to be a potential candidate for commissioner a few years ago. And So this is a guy with a lot of experience, and quite, I also thought he was impressive in his comments the other day. So you have two guys up there kind of saying, hey, everything's going to be okay. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, maybe not the year after that. But in a few years, you're going to start seeing some things going right. And, you know, when it comes time to start spending money again on free agents, we're going to be doing that. And, you know, 2007 to 2011, we're going to be able to get that kind of magic back.
One last thing, and it's rather than this sort of big picture philosophical, a very kind of immediate nuts and bolts question. How exactly is this going to work this month? It's 30 days for the non-waiver trade deadline. They have a GM who doesn't really know what his future is. They have a team president who's going to be gone. They've got upper management saying things like, well, whoever the GM is, how do they proceed over these next 30 days, which potentially will be extremely pivotal in this long-term the long term of the franchise?
Yeah, I asked that question to Gillick, and I asked that question to McPhail. Like, for instance, all right, say you guys have a deal on the table for Cole Hamels. Pat, you hate it. Andy, you love it. What happens at that point? And Andy McPhail's answer was, I would be very surprised if we had such differences of opinion that there was like one clearly yes, one clearly no. He doesn't really see it going down that way. Now, how I see it working is I see Ruben Amaro Jr. continuing to do his work as general manager. And what I mean by that is he will be taking phone calls from general managers. He will be making phone calls to general managers, trying to put trade packages together. When he gets those offers on the table, he will then go up to the top floor at Citizens Bank Park, get into a room with Pat and Andy McPhail and anybody else, any other, you know, top scouts, whatever, and they'll discuss these trade options. I think Andy McPhail is going to be very, very involved. Because let's be honest, you know, while Pat Gillick has final say, which is true, Andy McPhail's the guy that's going to have to live with these trades for the next, you know, however many years he's going to be team president. So, you know, while they say Pat Gillick has final say, I almost feel like both of those guys are going to have to sign off on it. Because I think if Pat and Ruben are like, listen, I really like this trade for Jonathan Papelbon, and Andy looks at it and says, guys, I just don't see it. I'm not on board. I just have a hard time believing that they would go through. So I think it's going to be kind of a Gillick-McPhail collaboration over this next month.
All right. Well, Todd Zielecki, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.